Okay. So first of all, you need policies and procedures. So you really need to have some standards against which you can judge performance. Make sure you've got professional buy-in. So it's not just a manager coming along and saying, this is what you've achieved. You've actually got professional buy-in to the standards and hopefully consistent across countries. The worst thing you can do is have a slightly different standard in, say, Wales to England, and then you just start arguing about the standards. So that's the main thing. Then you set up a structure. We have a QA team that's got all of the different professional groups in there. So that's multidisciplinary, basically like the multidisciplinary teams you have in your hospitals. We have a QA reference centre where we're all based, where we have some administrative and analytical support. And we also provide funding, so this, if we have local regional audits, we can fund those. So if something really interesting comes out of a main audit, we can go and look at that in more detail locally. So we have some funding for that. And then you implement it, the structure that you've set up, emphasising multidisciplinary. Really important to have high quality data if you're going to judge service provision. And what we found very useful when we first started was to sort champions out who really believed in what you were doing and who were therefore prepared to encourage other people that you knew what you were doing to win the hearts and minds of everybody. The next thing then is to actually